The Mexican Senate has approved a law that, depending on how you look at it, either decriminalizes the possession of most drugs in quantities defined as being small enough for personal use, or it expands Mexican police powers to pursue drug cases. Or perhaps it does both. Joining us to talk about the Mexican drug law that has some American warriors against drugs up in arms is Sam Enriquez, Mexico City correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. And Sam Enriquez, first, what's the general point of this law?
Well, I think the Fox administration wanted to do a couple of things with this. The first was to give authority to local and state police to enforce drug laws. Right now, it's federal police are the only ones empowered to do that. And the second thing was to close a loophole which judges in Mexico were allowed to waive jail sentences for people who could show they were addicts. By setting limits, I think they wanted to remove the temptation for abuse by judges to let dealers go.
Dealers who would claim that they were addicts in order to get off.
That's right.
So if I understand this, in order to deprive somebody with a huge quantity of drugs from claiming that he was an addict or it was all for his personal use, the legislation has to spell out how much does qualify as being for personal use?
That's right. So they have ended up with a list of allowable amounts, some of which range as high as a kilogram of peyote, half a gram of cocaine, for example.
Marijuana?
And marijuana, it's the equivalent of 3 or 4 joints.
And ecstasy also is on the list.
Right, a couple of pills and LSD, opium, heroin, as well as amphetamines and methamphetamines.
Well, one of the big questions is, does it mean that Mexico is the new Amsterdam, that is, it's going to be a magnet where people feel they can go and use drugs with impunity?
Well, there's some disagreement about it. The Fox administration is saying no, because the law allows for local states to create fines and so forth for even the allowable amounts. And then the sale and public use and consumption of these drugs is still illegal. Remember that corruption is an issue in Mexico from the street cop all the way to some of the highest levels. So,
well, it raises a question. Has the population of potential bribe takers been increased exponentially with all the police forces in
Mexico? That's right. I mean, local police, the guys will pull you over and say your taillight's out, and you go look and you say, no, it's not. And they'll say, well, it was when I pulled you over. So we have a choice. We can impound your car and go down the station, or we can take care of it right here. That's pretty common here. And so the fear is now there's a new tool in that particular arsenal of corruption.
In the U.S., there have been some drug laws in the past. I'm thinking of one in New York State decades ago that have had stunning unintended consequences. I mean, I can imagine drug dealers saying, now everybody's drugs go out in small quantities, one at a time. We have many, many couriers to deliver drugs because they can all legitimately plead personal use in that case.
Well, I mean, that's the main concern here. And the obvious intent by the Fox administration is to cut down on small-time dealing in Mexico by setting limits, empowering more police, having more eyes on the street to make arrests and so forth.
Has Mexico introduced a new element of friction in its dealings with Washington here by getting ahead of the U.S. in terms of decriminalization of possession for personal use?
Well, it certainly comes at a tough time in relations between the two countries, of course, with immigration marches, the migrant rights issue that's being publicized really highly here in Mexico. It seems like the wrong time to antagonize Washington over the drug issue.
Sam Enriquez, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Sam Enriquez, who is Mexico City correspondent for the Los Angeles Times.